You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast discovering the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. I'm your host, Chris. I am joined by...
We all know how Lisa likes her.
Rock fucking hard.
Rock hard, Lisa.
Hello, I think it's time for a change there.
Yeah, you're right. I kind of like it though.
Yeah, but
I also like it.
That's Lisa.
Hey.
We're also joined by
Bo. Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's Bo.
How do we feel about that one?
I like that one.
Yeah, me too. Knowing that we're all gonna die, do I even bother to paint my nails?
Yeah, I think you fucking leave a sexy corpse or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I think that is the goal, yeah. Okay.
Before we get started, I want to shout out It's a Ho, Germany.
What a name.
It might be pronounced not like that, but...
No, It's a Ho.
It's like I-T-Z-E-H-O-E.
It's a Ho.
It's a Ho.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to shout out Gayquil, Ecuador.
Fucking bangers, man.
That one's probably not Gayquil.
Yeah, that's not.
That's Guayaquil.
No, it's Gayquil. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. Nobody else is getting shouted out today. I'm feeling fucking ornery.
God.
Thanks a lot, Gayquil.
Whoa, Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
Strange Circus. 2005. That's what I'm watching, apparently. Because that's what I have written down on my notebook here.
I'm glad you're taking notes.
Is that an attack?
No, I'm just, I think it's positive reinforcement.
Felt like an attack on me, personally. I didn't appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Strange Circus. This is a recommendation from Spamela Anderson.
Known Turkish boob model.
Check her out on Instagram. She does movie reviews. The erotic novelist, Tycho. That's how you spell RC. Tycho is writing a morbid story of a family destroyed by incest, murder, and abuse. Her assistant...
Destroyed?
Her assistant, Yuji, sets on a mission to uncover the reality of the story, but the reality might be too much to bear. This one's directed by Sion Sono. How the fuck do you... Sion?
Can I have that pencil over there? Thank you.
Are you going to nibble on the end of it seductively?
No.
Sion Sono. Wait, why does that say in Italian?
Yeah.
Sion Sono.
Your brain kind of turns names Italian. I don't know if you've noticed this trend in yourself.
Uh-huh. I haven't.
That's a disability of yours.
Yeah. It does always happen.
I love it, by the way.
The English... translation to Sion Sono is Zion, so that's something.
Anyway, the English translation is Zion.
Yeah.
Our language is so garbage. Listen,
I know.
When I tell you, that's not even a fucking English word. Mm-hmm. I hate it here.
Yeah.
Okay. I digress.
Written and directed by Sion Sono. Starring Masame Miyazaki, Issei Ishida, Rai Kuwana, Psycho, Seiko Awado.
Do you think in the future, when the robots are mining data to figure out what happened here, they'll be like, this was probably what humans experienced as a stroke?
Nah, man. They'll definitely go to that one dude that reviewed Daddy before they go to me saying names wrong.
Oh, okay. Probably. Daddy.
Don't bleed on my face.
You wet yourself. Don't bleed on my face. I can't fucking say this name.
I don't know what it is.
Awido. Seiko Awido. Fujiko. That name sounds familiar. Madamu Reginu. Fujiko sounds super familiar. She was the daughter in Visitor Q.
Oh, that's why. She's also in a movie called Anti-Porn. Anti-Porno.
Hell yeah.
And Prescription Police.
Let's see what Sion Sono was done. Sick haircut. Mm-hmm. 65 director credits. Last movie was in 2021 with Prisoners of the Ghost Land. No Pants Girls? Hell yeah. Oh, Suicide Club. That's one that's kind of on our list of things that are floating around that I want to do sometime. Modeling urns with the female body. Now that looks like a fucking movie right there.
Vagina and Virgin. A Man's Flower Road.
I don't like any of the words you just said to me.
A Man's Flower Road. Yeah, that sounds good.
Hell yeah, Sion Sono. Yeah. All right, now you might be wondering, can I take my children to this strange circus? Luckily for you, we get the parent's guide to tell us what to do. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Sex and nudity's sex and nudity's been rated severe. I'm not ready.
Spicy noodles.
This film is very intense and disturbing. The main theme is incest, and there are a lot of sex scenes.
See, my lifestyle is disturbing.
A man and a woman are seen having sex several times.
Gross.
Her daughter is watching them. Lots of groans.
Lots of groans.
Better than laments.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But groans? Groans.
Lots of groans.
Groans.
Because it wasn't groans in the like a verb way. It wasn't groaning. It was lots of singular groans.
Yeah.
When I think of groan, I think of
That's right. Grunt.
Oh, okay. What's a groan? Yeah, so you're having sex and your partner's going,
You never noticed the women around you making noises when you speak?
Yeah.
Those are groans.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but like...
It's almost like this is exhausting and disappointing type noise that comes out.
Oh, okay. Well, like, I guess I just kind of translate it in my head to like almost like a angelic voice singing like, let's fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes all of this make way more sense to me.
The father closes his daughter in a custody of cello.
Excuse me?
All right. Nah, I'm not fucking up this time.
That's exactly what it says.
The father closes his daughter in a custody of cello and forces her to look at him and her mother having sex. A very explicit, disturbing scene.
Custody of cello. Okay.
Huh.
Can't wait to see that.
In that order, I don't know what those words mean.
Yeah. No, I just wrote it down on my notes because I can't wait to see what it is. It's got to be like a typo somehow, but I just can't imagine.
It's got to be I think this is non-native, like, English speaking.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, because I'm like,
I don't know. It is a strange circus.
Maybe it's a cello case. I don't know.
Violence and gore has been rated severe. A young girl who's bound to a wheelchair violently stabs her own legs with a kitchen knife. Child abuse is a central theme and is shown both physically and mentally.
It's shown. Okay, listen. Mm-hmm. I'm not the grammar police. I'm not one of those like, it's actually there, not theirs. Because I'm not that pretentious. But listen when I tell you that people don't know what the fuck you're on about when this is how you structure a sentence.
What's your issue with the sentence?
Abuse against children is shown both physically and mentally.
You don't think you can... I don't understand.
Nor do I. But I, you know, I'm groaning.
Yeah, you're groaning when you need to be moaning, Bo.
Yeah, I need to be moaning. Y'all are making me groaning.
A mother violently shoves her daughter down the stairs.
Probably deserved it.
Hopefully not the one in the wheelchair. A man is seen chained up with all of his limbs cut off by a chainsaw. Hell yeah.
And what's he chained up by? Be hooks in the back or something.
Profanity's been rated moderate. As is always the case with Sono, it comes across moderate in English. But if you understand Japanese, you can hear how severe it is.
Okay, so severe.
The English subtitled version I viewed contained mild use of profanity. There were at least a few uses of fuck.
Oh, man.
Alcohol, drugs, and smoking has been rated mild with no notes. So it's probably really mild. Frightening and intense scenes has been rated severe. The music makes the non-tense scenes more tense, whereas silence does the same in tense scenes. Hell yeah.
I'm so irritated.
Yeah, yeah, this one's a little wild, man.
Yeah.
There are only a handful of intense action scenes. However, the overall atmosphere is very depressing. The film centers around child abuse and contains lots of nudity and sex. Okay. Sounds like a spicy movie.
Yeah.
Fun fact, the house the film uses as a set, it's a real house.
So this one isn't a grammar issue. It's like, I don't know what the word fun means.
No, Chris is the one that said fun fact. They didn't actually say that.
Oh, see?
Okay. I said fun fact. It's in the trivia section. That's basically the same thing.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Fun fact, the film marks the comeback of actress Masume Miyazaki after a decade off the screen.
That is fun. I often wondered what happened to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, knowing that the house that they use is a real house is fun too, Bo.
It is. I often concern myself with the, I wonder, you know, it sure would be, you know, gosh golly, wouldn't it be fun to know if these were real houses? Or if they were in fact fabricated by a dedicated team of design and set builders specifically for this to enhance the elements depicted in the scene I'm viewing. But no, that's not what happened here. It was a real house. And that's fun.
You're really kind of groaning right now. I really need you to be moaning. I need you to be moaning, man. I need you to be moaning.
Can you believe people want to marry me?
Well,
they experience this and they're like, oh yeah, 24/7. Let's go.
I kind of have a feeling Jack's just kind of down for whatever.
That's fucking, yeah. He was just a stray. He was shown warmth and food. He said, this is love? You bitch.
Well, you know, people want to marry Chris, too.
Do they?
Well, people have wanted to marry Chris.
I bagged Lisa.
You sure did.
Yeah.
People change.
Well, guys, you ready to watch this movie?
Yeah.
Strange Circus, 2005. Let's watch this movie.
Yeah.
The skull was placed on a plate and given to a girl.
Oh my gosh.
Who then presented it to her mother. Void of expression, the executioner stood there with a blood-stained longsword in his hand. She is a real woman. She has a burning passion. Shit, that's her personality. A reverse.
Okay, by shut Mishy up.
Mishy.
Oh my god.
Strange circus.
I hate bad violin acting. I hate all bad, like, me as I'm playing this instrument acting. Straight to jail.
Welcome to the circus. This is a strange circus.
Why does she look so sad when she's telling him to enjoy the circus?
I think she's a sad clown.
Oh, okay. She's Black Shadow.
Black Shadow.
Oh, she's also known as Sad Song.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just distracted by the giant pink teddy bear looking thing.
I like Black Shadow's fucking tear jewelry.
Why is the audience cooler than the fucking stage people?
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Bringing out the guillotine.
Oh man. I'll jump up there with a quickness.
Yeah.
Anybody want to volunteer?
To be guillotined?
Yeah.
You look maidenless and sad.
Yeah.
You, sir, you look broken bitchless.
You there. Talk to you, Liz.
Uh-huh. I'm going.
I had a good run.
I would probably volunteer thinking like it was like a magic trick or something.
Yeah.
Oh, so my motivation is hope and yours is dumb.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We're fucking. Those are not groans.
No.
Those are borderline laments. How is this, like, the best Japanese porn we've seen so far?
Yeah.
When we've actually seen, like, literal Japanese porn?
Well, both participants are willing, and that's not usually our ballpark.
Yeah.
Just baseline.
Yeah.
Not an attractive face, that one.
Yeah, he's grizzled.
Yeah.
Trying to see if I recognize the girl from Visitor Q.
This is what I whisper in Jack's ear every morning when he wakes up.
Just be careful. If you're not, it will be dangerous.
It's a stressful classroom.
Mm-hmm. Some kids dissect frogs. Others light candles.
Yeah, well, and this girl can't stand the sound of these flames.
Ah, touch of misophonia, Mizuko.
Can you walk a little bit faster?
No.
That's the dad. He's watching porn.
Yep.
On the door.
And he's invited the daughter to join him.
Daddy's the principal of your school? You shouldn't ask your daughter if you're a man. Or a woman.
I've never asked a child for feedback in my life on anything. You know.
Oh, dude.
Shit, never mind.
What? It sounded like you had another fun fact to share.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese rockabilly music or bluegrass type music?
Mm-hmm.
Badass.
Oh, yeah. Yay. I think all the best cover bands in the history of cover bands are all Japanese as well. By the way.
Yeah.
They're fucking, they can do everything better than the people they're covering.
She said, when Dad first molested me, it was the beginning of the end. I was 12. So is that, like, right now? That's what's happening right now? Well, she, like, opened the door and came out, and now she's in this weird room.
The fucking walls in this hallway are just meat.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like pretty drapes and shit.
That's Misuko right there.
Modified jello case.
Yeah.
Hop on in.
Let's do something fun.
See, again, people don't know what this word means.
Yeah. You get in the case and look through the hole. This is going to be fun.
Mom's pretty hot. She could do better than that fucking grizzled old man.
Yeah. She's like, what's that cello case doing here? Don't worry about it. It's nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He looked menacingly at the cello case.
As he's choking the mom while he's fucking. I don't like how he's leading her down this hallway.
Yeah, in like a robe.
It's fun, though, because this hallway is a real hallway.
Yeah, it's a real house.
And that's fun.
Fun fact.
I disagree. I think Claire de Lune is always a calming vibe, and it in no way makes anything intense.
Oh, man, is that what this is?
Yes.
That's crazy. I haven't listened to it in a long time.
Yeah, I don't feel tense at all. If anything, I feel a little relaxed.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that type of song, or piece.
I felt kind of tense, because I was just thinking, man, this woman's about to walk in on her husband fucking her daughter.
She just got shot. Because she did, in the heart.
Yeah, because she saw her husband fucking her daughter.
You're to blame, Daddy.
Daddy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Daddy don't give a fuck, dude.
He's just caressing her head, and then she's just, like, clinging to him.
Tying up his robe, like, what, bitch?
I hate it. He touched us both. The difference was she seemed happy about it. That's why he's making you watch, so you can learn how to act. Oh, my God.
She's been watching us in the cello case.
Like it was all... Oh, bad girl. It's all your fucking choice to watch us. I hate this guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. You get in the case now, Mom.
It's only fair.
Fuck. Shit.
I lay down and became Mom.
Oh, no.
Mom's just fucking hanging out in that cello case.
Oh, look at those veins in her head.
Wow.
Good God.
They're notable.
Did he give her a pearl necklace?
Yeah, I think so, Lisa. Yeah, that dad just looks freaking sleazy, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have never once in my life, not for a moment, walked this slowly.
Yeah. She said, those are my earrings. Take them off. And then she ripped the necklace off.
Put the knife down, you crazy bitch.
Yeah. Good God.
I've learned to bitch in Japanese.
Yeah, so the mom's jealous of her because the dad's fucking her, too.
Yep.
Well, that was fine, but when it comes to the jewels...
Yeah.
Push mom down the stairs.
Yeah. I thought it said the mom pushed the daughter down the stairs.
Well, daughter doesn't know. She might be the mom. She might be the daughter. I think we have a unreliable narrator.
I meant the fucking parents' guide.
Yeah, he's saying, but the two characters have been interchangeable so far because of a faulty coping mechanism.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Bo.
You're welcome. English is hard.
Yeah, you say words good.
Yeah, we just need Bo to translate for us.
I'm more better.
Find it.
G-spot.
If you find my earring, let me know.
I love the mom. I'm so sorry about it.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, you're the only one for daddy to fuck now.
Yeah.
Of course she turned into mom.
Daddy says it's just you and me now.
Oh, my God.
You want to play blind man?
Daddy.
Like, these girls are very pretty, too. I don't think we've mentioned this yet.
Yeah. Definitely.
But as this usual,
really cool cinematography until this bullshit fire thing.
Yeah. The fire is not great. Uh-huh. Roses are cool though. 2005. Haven't figured out fire yet.
Yeah. Yeah, this is weird as fuck. Just keeps going between mom and daughter.
That is a sick fucking hearse though. Damn.
Yeah.
She is...
Yay, your mom's dead.
Literally mommy now.
Yeah, she went to school. She was 35 years old, and she was her mother. And the teacher only says, I love you. Oh, yeah, she's so smart.
Love lasts forever.
Yeah, this is psycho.
She got 100 on her love test. She actually got a 0 on her fucking love test.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Difficult relationship with reality, this one.
It might be still too early to tell, but I think we'll be able to draw serious parallels to Daddy with this movie.
Yeah.
I think this movie might have done it a little bit better, though. More cinematic, maybe.
Well, where that one was like a... Daddy's more like a revisionist, like, revenge tale, almost.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is more like a fractured mind
yeah.
situation.
And also, there's like a 30-year time difference.
True.
Oh, that movie, what? Daddy was old, huh?
Yeah, Daddy was like 70-something.
73?
Yeah.
That movie was figures.
I think, Mitsuko is about to jump off a fucking building.
Yeah.
This probably not, though. She probably fucking... Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
This building was giving me, like, Lolita vibrator torture building kind of feel. Looks like the building they met on, to talk about...
She jumped off a building, too.
Well, maybe. It looks like the building they met on to talk about their freaking... soup poisoning thing.
Oh, yeah. Soup subplot. Runs deep.
Yeah. Oh, they're at the Strange Circus now.
Yeah.
Fun fact, that tent, an actual tent.
It's a real tent.
Yeah.
Chickenpox scar on full display on this.
Is that what woman. It is?
Yep.
I think so, yeah.
Back in the day, chickenpox scars were preferential to employment. Well, your employer,
because you couldn't get it again.
Yeah, your employer knew that you weren't going to be out for weeks with fucking chickenpox.
What the hell is going on?
We're getting some surgery, maybe.
Yeah, that's gross.
They don't look like they're very good at it, huh?
They're just kind of poking around. This is an exploratory surgery.
Heavy on the exploratory.
Exploring the human body.
I think the good thing about us not watching movies with a lot of gore lately is that once we do finally watch one with a lot of gore, I'm going to be grossed out again.
Yeah. I know, man. I want some fucking heavy shit next.
Because this is grossing me out right here.
Yeah. We have not seen this in a while.
No.
I hate disparate and unrelated soundtracks happening simultaneously.
Yeah, what is up with this?
Straight to jail.
Yeah, I don't like what's happening right now.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. I also don't like that costume that's happening right now. The girls' outfits are great. That weird gold thing, though. Ugh. And the surgery that's happening in between. It's a lot.
Yeah, that was like a fucking gold-fringed cousin it.
Yeah.
No, she's like...
Oh, yeah, she's got... What the fuck is...
It's like if Big Bird was BDSM. And also... Like gay pride. I don't know.
It's like if you had a big box of gold tinsel and you fucking whirled around in it.
Most of it to your belly.
Daughter's in the hospital. Daddy's looking over. She's
been getting brutally butt fucked as a 12-year-old. Doesn't go great.
Yeah.
Seen Serbian films.
Yeah, did that baby sound enthused or was it groaning?
Yeah, dude. That was a groan for sure.
Yeah.
Groan to lament.
Oh my God.
What are we at on the scale from groan to lament?
Damn, who's that?
Hot. The teacher's also hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
I don't know what happened to the daughter, but she's in a wheelchair now. Oh, yeah, she got her legs fucked up by the doctors. At least she fucking goes a little faster now that she's in a wheelchair, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's why Jesus took her legs away. You're not using these right, bitch.
Yeah.
This is someone writing the words that she said during her psychosis episode where she resumed school as her mother.
Oh. I was 35 years old.
Oh, I love this room. This whole thing is my vibe. Is this about me? Is everything about me?
Yeah, I guess so, man.
Maybe. Who's to say? I never mistook myself for a 35-year-old woman.
You'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Time.
You're not there yet.
Yeah.
So is this whole thing just a story in a book?
Probably.
This novelist is writing a story about the family. So I think maybe this is the novelist now that's getting into the story about the family.
So this novelist is mom, right? Definitely.
I don't know.
I can't tell because they put glasses on her, so now she's ugly. And
yeah.
I don't really register ugly
She's
people.
A different person now.
Yeah.
I think maybe this is the daughter.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because the daughter was the one in the wheelchair.
Oh, shit. Yeah, she's in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
Wait till she takes the glasses off. You'll get that aha moment.
Mm-hmm. She'll be pretty again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because right now she's butt ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I don't wear my glasses.
Yeah.
Just it can't is. Deal with that.
Aha!
Uh-huh. Hey!
She's beautiful.
Took the glasses off. Every shot of this movie is like amazing.
Yeah, it is stylized similarly to like, and there are some really artistic cinematography things going on that I really like, which is why I thought I would love this film. It is a very pretty movie.
What's up with that fucking rhino back there, dude?
What's up with that fucking shrunken head statue chair that he just sat in?
Listen, taxidermy is a valid hobby and definitely not weird.
Yeah, dude. I'd make a door with faces on it if I knew how.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, dark-sided.
Just that fucking trombone or whatever, dude.
Yeah.
It's literally a cello. But
that's okay. Oh, shit. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I have not seen a cello in that case.
Only people.
Where's the cello?
What's the real mystery?
That rhino's fucking huge, dude.
Yeah.
Even a baby rhino's not, like, smaller, right?
That's what I was going to say. They usually are. He said, yeah. Why does she like you? You seem asexual. You want to fuck her or what? I fucked that freak. Those guys did it, too.
Oh.
They all fucked her. We're her vomit now.
Oh, shit.
Be careful, fresh meat. Wheelchair lady's gonna fuck you up. Oh, my God. You know, her wheelchair squeaks.
It's so erotic. You know what really gets me going? A nice squeaky wheelchair.
Dude, I thought they'd fucking take her out of the wheelchair.
This is the central part.
I never thought about doing it in the wheelchair. Put the brakes on that motherfucker, at least.
Nope.
When I...
Yeah, she's like, you're talking about me. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You don't tell him about our wheelchair sex.
She's just mad because she laughed at him while he was fucking her.
Yep.
I would be too. I wouldn't feel good about myself.
You don't like it when girls laugh while you're fucking them?
I mean...
No, he prefers the groaning.
Oh, okay.
I'd take a groan over a laugh, for sure.
You think so?
Yeah. A 100%.
I think context matters here.
Sensei? Probably. I'm inclined to agree with him a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, like, if I accidentally, like, put it in your butt or something and we share a laugh,
yeah,
that's fine.
That's gonna definitely get a laugh.
That's a funny moment. If I'm, like, giving it my all, and you're just fucking giggling?
I'm gonna try.
If a paraplegic tells you they want to go out for a walk, is that a...
Sampo.
Is that a setup?
Yeah, he says walk.
Sounds like a trap.
It's like the girl saying, if we get free, we can make a run for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, honey. You got no legs.
But he just heard, like, a bunch of stories about how she fucks everybody in this group. So he's like, fuck yeah, I'll go for a walk.
Yeah, but his initial reaction was, what?
Some people shouldn't be in the sunlight, in the light of day, under the grace of God.
Yeah.
Our androgynous friend here is among that group. This is a night-dwelling person.
Is the androgynous dude hot?
No.
No. I think pretty much every woman has been so far in the movie. The men,
and
not so much.
None of the men.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want whoever did this to this person's head executed in a public fashion.
Is that a wig or is that his hair?
It's a wig, but it's...
I thought it was his hair. He needs a chin, I think.
Looks like
that's
a hair.
His problem.
It kind of looks like a wig to me. Oh, she's fine. She doesn't even need the wheelchair.
Shit.
That can't be easier than just rolling along in it, right?
Yeah,
I know.
You might as well just roll out, dude.
You're trying to prove something here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you fucking feeling yourself.
Yeah. Oh my god. She's got a fucking cello case. She's talking to.
I hope it's like his corpse or something. She's living in a fucking hovel, dude.
Yeah, she is.
Her house is fucking trashed the fuck out.
Yeah, she's quite unwell.
Yeah.
Oh, but she's got fun costumes, though. I love that.
Yeah, she's dressed in like a fucking hippie.
She's listening to people talk about her books, huh?
Yeah. It's my kind of church right here, damn.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
I love gothic architecture. This is Yuji. He's almost human.
Too bad he's asexual.
Yeah, he's also made of wax, and we left him in the microwave just a little too long. The hairline is moving too, which is another clue about a bad wig.
Yeah.
Because now it's back to forward. And out there on the street in the light of the day.
Dude, I would not have guessed this was a wig, man. I would have thought this was his hair.
Some of it, might be his real hair, but no.
Yeah, don't go to her fucking house, man.
It's wrecked.
Yeah, he says you see her there, but that's not really where she lives. She's mentally ill. Fun fact.
The asexual guy is on the verge of, like, drooling or something right now. I don't know what this facial expression is.
I think that's his face. Yep.
Yeah, there's Dad fucking the girl.
Do you know how to know if you have a small ass? A small, bony ass?
How do you know?
It's if you're getting railed on the keys of a piano and all that you bump is these three keys.
She's trying to pee, but Daddy's fucking somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not her.
I think that might be the daughter from Visitor Q, because it said she was his mistress.
Oh, the one getting railed on the piano?
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, she's fucking pounding that spaghetti, dude. Wow. I've never seen anybody eat spaghetti like this before.
Yeah, and then she's pounding it
into
her homework.
Is this not the normal way to eat it?
I've never tried. I kind of want to now.
This is the only form I've ever engaged in.
With like a fucking wild-ass accordion or something going on? Just fucking shoving spaghetti down your throat? Frantically writing something.
This guy's doing homework on depersonalization. Do I say guy?
Listen, Linda. I am not.
I know. I don't know for sure.
This predates they thems.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. He's doing some gay shit with those papers right now, though.
He's standing like a fag. I know a bottom when I see one. That's all that really matters.
Yeah, dude. AKA in the closet, asexual guy.
The fucking clear cellophane closet. One with the glory holes everywhere.
He even smokes a cigarette, gay.
Listen.
He is asexual. You leave him alone.
He has asexuality. It is gay.
Oh, they all mutilated their own bodies.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They're gonna tell him why.
That fucking X-Face guy took it a little too far. He hated my nipples.
They were ugly and unnecessary.
So male nipples, I agree. What are we doing?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna cut them off.
Well, me neither, but you know.
I'll just deal with them.
How do we feel about perforated tongues?
That's what I was gonna say. That tongue was crazy.
Indifferent. Not for or against.
I mean, it might be kind of cool if, you know, for a woman.
I got a blowjob from a guy with one, and it was wild.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I was
getting.
Yeah, I could see it being cool for a guy going down on you.
Did you say my body is a vase?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fucking gay.
A container.
Yeah. My heart is a flower, also pretty gay.
Yeah. I think he carved a flower into himself.
You have nothing to say, X-Face.
I know, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, but that guy's X-Face is fucking metal. This guy's got a fucking flower heart.
Yeah,
we don't
dude.
Know. They still didn't show us.
Probably fucking gay, whatever it was.
I'm assuming it's flowers. I'm assuming it was flowers, yeah. Oh my god. some guy cummed on his stomach and he was like, man, this looks like a rose.
He even like showed it off really gay, like.
He did. He said, like Rose in the Titanic moment.
Some guy cummed on his stomach. I can't believe I said that. That's as good as More Better.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I love More Better.
This is the teenage.
She has like Matsuki bandaged wrist. Tsuko. Yeah. And this guy's trying to rape some girl.
Yeah, the family home is literally just a fucking brothel at this point, I guess.
See, I
can yeah, but it's fun because it's a real house.
Right, yeah.
She says, hey, bitch, you need to go to school sometime. And the dad's like, leave her alone. She's fine.
It's great.
I'm the principal. She knows what boys and girls are.
Yeah.
I'm the principal. I said she's doing okay. Just crawling around without her wheelchair, chugging fucking milk.
Hell yeah. Choking
That's
on
the real crime here.
Licking the milk off the floor. That's great.
There's still milk in that container you could drink.
No.
Nope.
I know what I like.
Only floor milk for me, thank you.
I'm a cat.
Meow. Oh, she sees her mom.
Oh, she found the goddamn earring.
Oh, my God. Mom, I found your earring. Jesus.
What did you find, honey? Not your dignity down here on the floor. What if she just tapes it to the ceiling?
I figured she was just gonna run away with it.
Yeah, she's gonna do some bullshit for sure.
Follow it.
Oh my gosh.
She said I'll shit it out.
Honey, that's been underneath our kitchen cupboard for years. So
yeah.
Enjoy it. Honey, your mom was a dick too. Can we pull it together, honey, darling, dearest?
I mean, I don't know. I kind of get it. Like, the mom didn't know what was happening at first, and then she did, and then she reacted badly. She was a piece of shit.
Yeah, piece of shit.
I tried to justify it for a minute, but I was like, no. As soon as she found out, it should have been, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Not, I'm going to beat you because he likes to fuck you, too.
Mitsuko's having a fucking bad time. Oh my god, he's making her get in the cello case again.
Yep. He has to give her lessons on how a real girl gets fucked.
Well, at least her legs won't fall asleep anymore.
Yeah. She can't even see out of it.
Dude, if they put fucking googly eyes on the cello case, that'd be pretty cool.
Oh my god. She's finished with her spaghetti and her homework.
Again, this is just a normal dining experience.
Got little spaghettis like all over her too.
That's her whole face is covered in sauce.
Fucking bullshit too.
Yeah.
You ever eat a guy out who didn't clean real well?
Oh no.
Yeah. It's poop.
What do you do in that situation? Do you just fucking suck it up and go for it? Or?
No, it's a no for me. We're not.
Yeah.
I'm not here to kink shame, but that's not on my list.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
I do politely decline. Grant as much assurance as I can that I enjoy their company and that we have to go clean ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, she wants to go for another walk.
Don't do it, man.
No, because the vibe is wild when you're hanging out with someone to know this isn't a wheelchair lady that is forcing you into this, like, co-signing her shenanigans.
Oh, I'm yeah. I forgot.
I would definitely continue going on these walks.
I forgot that they told him. Yeah.
True.
Hey, hey, what if I could walk?
He did not see the spaghetti incident, so...
The way when I was, if I was at all irritated, I would just throw her into the sea.
Yeah. See? Now we're seeing the mental abuse. She's mentally fucked up.
Yeah, he's catching a fucking trauma dump. He thought he was gonna get laid today. Nah.
She says, my dad rapes me, and I'm mentally fucked up from it.
He said, yeah, well, I've got this haircut, so who's the real victim?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen my vase?
Did you know I'm a vase?
Yeah.
My heart's a flower. You bitch.
She's gonna cut her own legs off.
Yeah, she is.
She says, oh my god, she's gonna become an amputee. Oh, let's make the dad an amputee too.
Did you see his little faggy stick throw?
Yeah, I did.
Honey, darling, dearest.
I guess I'm a Robo now, and I'm gonna buy a summer dress.
Yeah, she said she was gonna nickname him Robo. Oh man, cello case.
Another fucking cello case, man.
Oh no, and I don't have any spaghetti.
I've never seen a cello case outside a band concert. She's seeing them fucking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What if he just slapped the fuck out of her?
Yeah.
With his flower vase.
That's how we used to do to women. We'd slap them and call them a twat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'd send them for some fucking lobotomy and uh-huh. move on with our life.
Yeah. They'll be fine after that.
And those are the core values we need to get back to. Lobotomize these hoes.
Yeah, some of us might need it.
I'm due.
Yeah, me too. Mizugi.
Seems
if
like
I lived in those
fun.
Times, I would be fucking lobotomized for sure.
Oh, with a quickness and in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have lobotomized you by now.
They did it for everything. Too horny? Lobotomy.
Yeah. Too bitchy? Lobotomy.
Lobotomy. You think you should own land? Lobotomy.
Yeah. You think you need voting rights? Lobotomy.
You want bank accounts in your own name?
Yeah.
Get a grip.
Yeah. So she says, hey, you don't have any sexual feelings, so go ahead and undress me. It'll be fine. Only creeps carry such big cases.
I agree.
What are you doing flaunting that big case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no reason to fucking carry that around.
Oh, are we back in the strange circus?
Well, group therapy was also in the strange circus room. I don't know if everyone noticed, but...
I did not. I feel like we haven't focused much on the strange circus, for that
strangely
being the name of the movie.
Should have been the title.
Yeah.
That fucking little one is a creature. All right.
Yeah, and then we got tinsel.
Yeah, dude, you look like a fucking bog wizard or something, dude.
Happens when you grow up on the wrong side of the Brandywine.
A little too much time with Radagast the Brown.
Yeah.
What the hell? What is this guy doing?
This is being gay. He's
fucking being gay. That's what I was about to say, too.
Oh my god. He's pretending to be asleep while she was up walking around. I swear, if she tells him she has to pee now after she just came back.
What is in that nightstand? Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell was going on.
It had like a CD-ROM drive, a fucking floppy disk drive in it.
Now she's giving him fucking meat
refrigerator
patties.
Is even crooked. What's really hood?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Is that what is hanging from the
ceiling?
Oh
my god, she's feeding the fucking cello case.
Oh.
I thought she was bringing fucking meat patties to the guy.
Oh no.
She's gonna introduce the cello case to Yuji.
I think Yuji's gonna end up in that goddamn cello case.
Oh, finger in the peephole.
Yeah. I think she probably makes the cello case watch every guy she fucks.
I bet that cello case fucking stinks, dude. It's probably full of meat and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he put the page in her bag and he's like, oh, there's a page missing. Can I come pick it up? I just need 30 minutes to finish feeding my cello case.
He's a little sneaky boy.
Yeah, he is.
Look at him. Up to gay plotting schemes.
Yeah.
Not the self-soothing serenade.
Yeah.
No disrespect here, but this is the gayest shit I've ever seen.
Honey, darling, dearest.
Okay, that was weird. I thought we, like, froze for a second.
No, no, he was just modeling.
Yeah.
It's all about fucking making a scene with this guy.
Oh, look at yeah, him, look at how he walks through doors. Just busting through that door. Oh, what's this cello case?
His life is an anime, dude.
Let me give it a show.
This is just a theater, kid.
It's been a while, huh? What the fuck? This is so weird.
Oh, he was after the cello case, not her. Alright.
Damn. Your pet will be fucked.
He stole her pet cello case. He's holding it hostage.
I guess if any pet's gonna get fucked, fuck the cello case.
Yeah.
No, it's whatever was in there. I know she had something up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think it was Daddy.
It's gotta be, right?
I don't know. That's just my guess.
Yeah, I was like, I would think so, but you never fucking know.
She's in the old family home, it looks like.
Uh-huh. He said I'm at your parents' house, and I have your pet.
Yeah, Robo's up to some shit right now, dude.
Yeah, gay shenanigans.
He just brought Daddy home.
The family home looks abandoned. It has been for a long time. It's full of cobwebs.
Well, you can tell because this one mirror has cobwebs and leaves on it.
Yeah, fucking leaves.
Well, yeah, Daddy found a new home in the cello case for several years now. Fuck your wheelchair. Dump her out.
Dump her right the fuck out.
I love that we were both like, dump her out.
Now stomp on her shins. You don't recall?
He's known her the whole time?
Yeah, don't you remember anything about your past?
I don't.
All I know is Daddy and Blind Man and the cello case. Am I Mitsuko?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, she didn't know it though. She didn't know it the whole time. She just remembered.
You know what could never, in any version of reality or any timeline, be intimidating?
Huh.
That little queer right there.
That's probably true. You were raped here?
Is her pet writhing on the bed?
Looks like it.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is the limbless. This is the limbless.
Oh, my God, it is.
He did say we should make Gozo limbless.
That's the vase. Cut his boobies off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, this feels like this is going towards the mother is just the mother and Yuji is the daughter, but I can't.
Yeah, I just don't understand why he keeps calling her Mitsuko or whatever.
Because that's who she portrays herself in the book, I think.
Oh.
Pretty damn cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that. That's Daddy.
Limbless. Cello case accessible.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah, okay. That's what, yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say, this is all just the mom being the mom, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so it really was the daughter that got pushed down the stairs.
Wow, so the school scene was literally just a 35-year-old woman?
Yeah.
Going to school?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Anyway, you never recover.
Yeah, I can tell. Push Daddy down a set of stairs too, it looks like.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Paralyzed
yeah, so
daddy.
This is what happened. Yeah, she pushed him down the stairs, and then he ended up in the cello case. He's just not being a very good daddy, so obviously he's got to go in the case.
I agree. It is his turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a definitely. Family affair.
And this is when she decided to use the wheelchair.
Yeah, but she had to chop him up to fit him in there, surely.
Maybe.
Who did his fucking... breast chest. Surgery, dude.
I think this was self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Are we really doing it was all a dream sort of
I
thing
know,
right
what
now?
The fuck?
I'm gonna break something.
Yeah, that's insane. Fuck, we can't do that. What's real and what's not?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Irritation with your wig is very real.
This is one strange circus.
This drag queen's hips. Very real.
Who's in the guillotine?
I'm gonna go ahead and let you know I don't even fucking care. just chop the head off. Let's wrap this bitch up.
Oh my god, yeah. Like, what the fuck is even... I forgot all about this. I forgot that the little girl was the one that was going into the guillotine thing.
Not the little girl. That's
it's not.
Mommy, for sure. Oh my god.
And it's daddy.
Why are we still drooling, daddy?
Black daddy. Shadow is daddy.
Damn, who the fuck was that?
It's the hot fucking doctors and the mistresses. Those were interchangeable parts.
Yeah. These played.
They were also sitting atop, perched atop the piano while he was fucking what's her face.
Guillotine comes down.
So, wow. I think they just tried to do too many things. Is my issue. I really liked it.
Me too. It got a little fucking wild at the end, though, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to do too much. They were team do too much. It loses all impact when you wholly divorce yourself from, like, any of it being real or motivated.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I know that the circus bit... Also, strange... Listen. This didn't have a goddamn thing to do with the circus. I thought I was in for a circus film.
Me
I've
too.
Been lied to.
We
been
barely,
bamboozled.
Yeah, we barely saw any fucking circus stuff.
There was a strange circus.
A whole fucking trailer was a circus.
It was.
You bitch.
It was like all the circus parts were just in the trailer.
I've got to get a little piece of jewelry that hangs from my eye like a bunch of tears or something, though. That was cool.
You really
How
like
do you
that?
Even hang that? Does it stick to your eyeball?
I don't know, honestly. I didn't pay enough attention to how it was.
There are piercings that go, like, right here on your mm-hmm. cheekbone.
I gotta start watching that drag queen shit, man. They got some sick-ass outfits, man.
Yeah.
Some of them are insane. Like, insanely talented shapeshifters.
Well, that was strange circus.
Mm-hmm.
It was
not a lot of circus.
A lot of strange, though.
This is sort of a very dramatized and stylized depiction of, I guess you could call it, disassociated psychopathy.
Yeah.
And sort of not being able to endure the trauma that you've been subjected to and have subjected others to.
A novelist writing a story about a family that has dealt with incest and murder and abuse, and her assistant who's trying to get to the core of the story, basically.
We had to get through 30 minutes of film before we even were clued into the fact that this was being written about.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we were a long ways in before we even saw the novelist or yeah. her assistant.
We were living like the story.
Yeah. That was something I did appreciate for the most part. I thought this was like a sort of original way to tell a story. It got a bit convoluted at the end.
Yeah.
Which I think these kind of tales always will a little bit, but they especially so got a little, they are doing too much at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Just storytelling wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a story of a sexual trauma. I think almost in the same vein as Daddy.
Daddy.
Maybe from a different perspective, maybe of the mother.
If this one informs that one, then we can safely say that Daddy did not remember blind men.
Yeah.
And in fact, Daddy thought he was the victim of blind men. Little girl spends a lot of time in a cello case watching her mom get railed.
Yeah.
Then getting beat on by the mom mm-hmm. because she starts to take the place in the railing department. Then she gets shoved down a staircase and taken away to a different place, and the mom loses her fucking shit.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're given only tentatively related metaphors in circus format.
Yeah, what is the circus?
It is, it was really pretty cinema.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really
know. It was the fucking bait and switch trailer that lured me into this fucking rabbit hole.
I wonder if maybe it was almost like a, maybe like a suicide sort of metaphor or something.
I was thinking maybe like purgatory or something.
I think it was probably to represent the like, and here's where my psyche fractured, and now that part of me is dead. Because I'm going to assume the role of my daughter, who I just threw down the stairs.
Yeah.
Over a necklace. Or an earring, I'm sorry.
An earring. You let me know if you find that earring. And so, yeah, that part, like, what the fuck was that?
That was where the fracture already began.
Yeah, because, like, at first we see that it's the mom that has been pushed down the stairs, and the mom's like, hey, daughter, let me know if you find my earring.
Well, because as we're clued into in a bit, this is a book being written by this lady. And so we're witnessing it through her lens.
Oh, okay.
Which in her brain, she always was the daughter.
I see.
And so.
So that whole first part of the story was really just her like version, her writing the book, basically.
Well, it started out based in realism, which is that he really did shove his daughter in the cello case.
Uh-huh.
He really did make her start watching them fuck.
Yeah, but it was then, pushing this down the stairs where we switched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe the earring is almost like a symbol of, you know, like, hey, you're not this fucking little girl. This is your earring, mommy.
Maybe.
I think a good clue would have been when you look in the mirror every morning and it's the exact same face you've always stared at.
She just thought she had became her mom.
Yeah.
She was just the daughter, but she just became her mom.
You know, I've engaged in some shenanigans before, but I've never actually divorced myself from my entire ego, so I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, I can't. You know,
it's also hard to tell like what is really taking place in this movie.
Yeah.
Well, they break the fourth wall and mention that near the end too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to say really kind of lets the air out of the whole thing a little bit.
Yeah. When the gay guy was like, yo, what's real?
I don't know. You nippleless monster. What is real?
Yeah.
You take that wig off and show me
the whole sequence. Or the gay dude reveals, hey, I'm the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I cut my boobies off because I got problems now. And
I didn't even put that together. Like, because he was like, I cut my nipples off. But I didn't even think like, oh, he was really a girl and he cut his boobs off.
I thought that's where we were headed. But it seemed a little stupid to me. So I thought probably not. But no, in fact, it was just going to be a little stupid.
And let me tell you, he fucking hacked his boobies off with a spoon or something, dude, because those scars.
And then what do you think? Like carterized them or something, I guess is what we were going for.
Yeah, that was some strange scars.
Absolutely. I don't know. Insane.
Kind of cool looking.
And then the whole thing is like, it was just a dream because she wakes up in the hotel room. And so.
Yeah, but then that was actually a dream.
Like, I saw dreams.
I think overall we can say this movie was pretty confusing.
I don't think it actually was, but I think what the back and forth things they did at the end tried to supplant a secondary level of depth that wasn't necessary. And only in effect made it entirely convoluted and almost nonsensical.
Yeah, because I was 100% in until like the last little bit, man, last 20, 30 minutes or so. Yeah. I was loving it, dude. I loved every minute of it. Until she wakes up from that fucking dream, and then I don't know, kind of lost me a little bit.
Yep, that was my thoughts too.
I do typically appreciate films that don't like wrap everything up in a bow for you at the end.
Yeah,
I like sort of more like think piece stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
me too. You know,
interpret what's your interpretation of this type situations, but this was just sort of silly at the end. Because I don't need my hand held through every plot point, but I do need there to be a point. They don't even show chopping off mom's limbs like I thought they were gonna.
I mean, I guess she got her head chopped off. That's something.
Yeah,
he was really clapping.
We did get the guillotine. We get the artistic, the metaphor version.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He was vigorously clapping. That was how to clap menacingly.
That was a menacing clap, for sure.
Oh my god.
With a menacing wig lit.
I don't know if that was a wig, man, but I'm not.
I can promise you it was, and it was garbage. I hated it. The hairline was moving.
I don't notice these things. Maybe you're right.
I liked, for the most part, the soundtrack. There was like three issues I had. One, and most dire, and everyone involved should be put to death, and I should get to watch it. Two disparate soundtracks playing simultaneously, straight to jail. And then there was a couple bits that had like, they had this almost like a heartbeat effect going on sometimes that I thought should have been used more in a couple areas if that was going to be a continuity thing. I don't know. But otherwise, I really liked it. And it's like heavily stylized for the most part, and I fucking love stuff like that. I ironically really enjoyed the circus scenes, the few that we actually received in the film with circus in the title.
I know.
All right, Lisa.
Yeah.
It's your star rating and your what the fuck moment.
I need someone to explain it to me. Luckily, he's back.
Daddy?
Daddy, tell us what the leaderboard is.
Well, I forgot we got to do the fucking...
Yeah, we do.
All right, Lisa, I need your star rating and your what the fuck moment. Now, what a star rating is, this is where you...
Shut up.
Good, because I can't explain what the fuck a star rating is.
Okay.
Lisa, I need your star rating and your what the fuck moment.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give this movie 3 stars.
Damn.
I know.
You gave that up. Reluctantly.
Listen, because just before this, she's, I think I'm gonna give it kind of high, and then I was like, ugh.
Yeah, well, I went back and forth between 3.5 and 3.
I know.
I think the ending really fucked it up for me. Like, it would have been higher. I think it honestly could have been like 4. If it wouldn't have been for just so much weird shit going on in the end.
This is the first, like, it looked like a movie we watched in some time.
Yeah,
I can agree with that. That's this was true. I don't know, man. I think this was a damn good movie.
Damn.
I can.
The 3 makes sense to me in Lisa's say.
True.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because I have a feeling me and you are at, like, a 4 or 4.5.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And, my what the fuck moment is going to be when he had the daughter locked in the cello case and then he reveals that she's in there to the mom. And then he says, oh, now it's your turn to go in the case while I fuck the daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I did not expect that. I did not expect that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's got to be the what the fuck moment for me.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Man. Bo, what's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
Yeah, I'm going to go 4-star, I think. Loved almost everything about it. Like the style, the music, everything for the most part. Could have gotten a little heftier with the edit. Yeah, I agree. They really let the air out at the end with a couple of those scenes. So yeah, we'll go 4 stars. And I think my what the fuck moment will be, there's a part where Lisa mistook the film for having just paused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where Gay Boy engages, he's just standing there, but he's engaged in a modeling pose.
Mm-hmm.
Just being the gayest gay that's ever gayed.
Yeah, I thought our shit kind of like froze up too for a second.
Oh no, I knew exactly what was happening. This is one of my tribesmen. I know these people. They're garbage. But probably the modeling where he's just standing. It's got to be a solid 30 seconds of just strike a pose and hold it with no reason for it other than just being gay in a gothic gay room.
Yeah, like we literally just clipped back to him just kind being of frozen gay. There posing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I appreciate that because I too, well, I don't think I sit around and pose. I might though, who knows?
Yeah, everything's a fucking scene to that guy.
Listen.
Even opening doors.
Yeah.
This
is a theater kid on fucking crack.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? What's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I think I'm going to give this one 4.5.
Hey.
Yeah, dude. Awesome movie. Every fucking scene in it was an art piece, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Dream shit got a little wild towards the end. I can excuse it. I do watch a lot of fucking David Lynch stuff, so maybe I'm just conditioned to that.
That's true.
But yeah, this is one that like I really do want to watch again, just to maybe understand it a little bit more. My what the fuck moment is going to be when I tried to write her name down, but I can't read my own handwriting. The mom's name is Sayuki?
Something like that, yeah.
Anyway, the mom is in her apartment frantically writing down the pages of this book that she's writing and shoveling spaghetti into her mouth.
Yeah.
And she can't do either.
What's the spaghetti on?
What's the spaghetti? I don't know. Just papers.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
It's not on anything.
Straight from cello case to mouth.
Oh, was it the cello case? I was like, mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was, but she was straddling something and had the papers.
It's just important to note that it wasn't like a dish intended for eating off of. You know,
it definitely wasn't.
No, this was cooked pasta on a fucking jelly case.
Yeah.
This to mouth.
And she can't, she has two things that she's doing, and she can't do either one of them fast enough.
Yeah.
Just shoveling that spaghetti and writing that book.
Yeah.
Frantically.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Lisa, how spicy is this movie?
I would like to mention, since no one else chose it as their what the fuck moment, my runner-up what the fuck moment was going to be just that weird fucking surgery scene.
So that one was the most, like, visceral,
I think.
Ironically, given that we had a full-fledged amputee featured at the end.
Yeah, that surgery where they were just cutting her up, yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Well, it's jarring because we also just flash right to it. We don't have anything preparing us for that being what's happening.
Did I just like miss what happened? Like, why is she getting fucking
cut
up
they
on?
Just fucking.
It's possible that we all missed it, but this seems unlikely.
Yeah. No, I was like, I don't think so. I think they just cut to it.
Maybe it's from the stair fiasco.
Maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Or she tried to jump off a building too. Maybe that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was really confused about that, but I just kind of thought it was me. 'Cause
Lisa, okay.
How spicy is this movie?
Oh, shit. I thought you were asking me about my leaderboard.
I'm not.
Okay, how spicy is this movie? This movie is some weird ghost pepper flavored cotton candy.
Hell yeah, okay.
Is that delicious, though?
It might be. Bo, how spicy is this movie?
You know, do you recall when that lady or that man or that person who I don't remember anything about, but they found a finger in their cup of Wendy's chili?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like that. It's like, good meal. Unfortunate that I found that finger in it.
Yeah.
You know? What about you, Chris? How is this? What's happening?
How spicy?
What are we doing?
How spicy?
How spicy is this film?
Yeah, nobody explained it to you, so now you don't know what's going on.
You've really let me down, Daddy.
Yeah. You're a bad daddy.
This movie is... It's a spicy movie, but at the same time, I think... This is one of the few we've watched so far that I think you could probably show to somebody that's not into spicy movies. This is like a movie.
Yeah.
This was the first one that's quality was good enough to like trigger like... I was glad that we ended the like child abuse from the mom when we did, because I was like, oh, this is hitting.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
In the old soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Mr. Sono was a poet before he was a movie director. But anyway, this movie is...
You know, I often think, you know what's fun? Poetry.
Especially when it's about child sexual abuse.
You know, especially when it's about fucking my daughter in a cello case.
Yeah.
Because what's more fun than family?
Okay, this movie is, I guess, you know, spaghetti that you kind of finger through the peephole of into the cello case that you're storing your abusive father in.
Okay.
Or husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, or husband.
Just
depending on which reality you're in.
Lisa. Or is this one falling on your leaderboard?
I'm not sure, Daddy. Could you tell me what a leaderboard is?
Leaderboard is where you're going to put your personal favorite movies that you've covered on this podcast. You're going to rank them.
Oh.
Okay. Number one is your favorite movie.
Oh, okay.
Number 32 is going to be your least favorite movie.
All right. Thank you for explaining that to me, Daddy.
You're welcome, bitch.
Daddy? Daddy? Do you remember when we were French?
Well.
Me and Lisa are finna play blind man after this podcast.
Yeah.
I feel a pearl necklace coming.
I've been saying daddy way too much.
Daddy?
Well, what I can tell you for sure is that number 32 is going to be Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard.
Dude, it's all week, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I've been regretting my Life in the Hole score. I want to put Life in the Hole at the very bottom.
Really?
Yes, yeah. I do. I really...
Below the Nazi Sex Wizard?
Yes.
Wow.
I want you to recall for a moment in time, if you can.
Yeah.
The viewing experience of one black mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard.
Yeah, there was a lot of bullshit. I will admit that. But there was boob soup. There was shit brains, I think. There was Hank Skinny fucking doing his puke thing. There were okay moments in it. I cannot tell you one good thing about Life in the Hole.
Well, there was that time when they all died.
Maybe.
Do you remember at the end when the credits began rolling?
Yeah, and the fucking...
And then the movie was over?
The fucking Clara or Carlita girl mean mugged the fucking camera, breaking the fourth wall. Yeah, I remember that part. After somebody got fucking super soldier powers or some shit. Mm-hmm.
But do you recall immediately after that and the film was over?
Yeah.
That part was nice.
I wanted to quit the fucking podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely no, quit valid. Talking listen, to Hexy Box.
It was a piece of shit movie. Well, we can't even talk to them anymore because that's not their name.
I'm putting Hexy Locks in fucking timeout for a while.
They must have, they heard through the ether our immense disappointment in this film, and they said, oh, gotta fucking wrap it up.
Yeah, I gotta
change my name and moving to Mexico. Yeah. And they were right, because I'm coming for you. I know every musician in that goddamn town. You can't hide from me.
Oh, man. All right. Sorry, we got off track again.
What are we doing?
Leaderboard.
Lisa's got right to her, yeah. Put this on our leaderboard.
Yeah.
All right. So, where's this going to go on my leaderboard? Now that Daddy has explained what a leaderboard is, I can definitely figure this out.
Thanks, Daddy.
Anytime.
My God, I'm having a problem figuring out where it's going to go.
I know where mine's going to go.
It's just hard because I have some 2.5 movies higher than 3.
Yeah, I know where mine's going as well.
Are you putting above Vizier Q?
I think so.
I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, I think mine's going above Visitor Q. But I don't know if it's going to go above the two that are above Visitor Q already.
It's got to be my better problem. Than Ferox, right?
That's what I'm trying to decide right now. Like, is it better than Ferox? Is it better than Thanatomorphos? Is it better than Lucky Sky Diamond?
Well, I'm not a lot of help here because your list makes almost no sense to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because this top 10 is absurd.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Just so we're clear.
And I hate that if I put it anywhere above Cannibal Holocaust, I'm going to bump Cannibal Holocaust out of my top 10. Because I really do want Cannibal Holocaust to be in my top 10 still.
Yeah.
That's where the year fucking redoing the leaderboard comes in, though, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
All right. This movie is going to go in my new number 7 slot. It's going to go between Cannibal Ferox and Lucky Sky Diamond.
Oh, yeah, because I've got it above a few that I would definitely never. I'm pretty confident my Lois is going to say the same even after revisions, but that one's definitely going lower. That Life in the Hole shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put it above Slotted Vomit Dolls even, and I definitely, I don't know.
Okay, Bo, where's this going on your leaderboard?
Well, for me, it's going to assume the number 5 slot above Visitor Q.
Yeah.
And right beneath a Serbian film. Not to be confused with a Siberian film, which either doesn't exist or isn't important.
Yeah. I'd be interested.
I wouldn't. Siberia, who gives a fuck? Daddy, where's this going on your leaderboard?
I don't know. You want to guess? What do you think it's going to go?
Is it going to go right above Visitor Q?
Yeah.
And underneath Mermaid in the Manhole? Yeah.
You can't fucking bust this mermaid wall, man. It's a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
Because there's no point of entry in a mermaid except the mouth.
Yeah.
This is my new number 4. Well, that's Strange Circus. Damn good movie.
Yeah, it broke all of our top 10s. So,
another highly recommended from What the Fuck Are You Watching?
Thanks a lot, Spamela.
Yeah, shout out to Spamela Anderson. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah, it was a good one.
If you got anything you'd like us to cover, send it in to our email. WTF are you watching pod at gmail.com or hit us up on our Instagram at WTF Are You Watching Pod. Lisa's now on Instagram.
Yeah, so you could also hit me up, but I'm not going to be as responsive as Chris because I am the bitch wife.
At Lisa, WTF Are You Watching? You talk to her directly. She might answer.
I might. And I might be nice.
But if you know the password, she'll definitely show you boob.
Yeah, only if you know the password, though.
It's blind, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we got to pick our next movie. I want to do something fucking nasty, dude. I want to get fucked up again. I want some extreme shit.
We haven't had much gore lately.
Well, my other one, my long-standing one is, what's that shit called? 120 Days of Sodom or whatever?
Solo.
Oh, yeah.
You guys want to do that one?
I think we should at some point.
You guys want to do Solo next week?
I don't know what it is, but yeah, you guys have been talking about it for a while.
Join us next week. We're doing fucking Solo. It's going to be crazy.
I hope so. I'm ready for something crazy.
We're slinging the shit. Don't miss next week's episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.